Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. Mess around with this song called Tio. It's recorded in 1964 on the album Monk. That's Monk with a period, with a black cover, with a profile of Monk there, and named after Tio Macero, the producer of many of Monk's albums on Columbia, and Miles Davis' albums on Columbia, and so on. Of that period, he was very prolific as a producer. And what else about this tune? It's played a couple more times in concert and recorded, but the main reference will be that studio recording. And let's get into it. So this sounds, at first, it sounds a little like the standard Yesterday's. But it doesn't do that. It does something actually simpler. It's just kind of a riff tune. So it goes, I'll just sing the melody. 1, 2, 3, 4. So what's up with this chord progression? It sounds a little like a tune like Topsy. Yeah. You know, and then Topsy goes to a bridge and stuff, but it's that kind of thing, like a minor, and then it goes to the minor four. But it starts on this, like, G half diminished, right? What it may be called, or G minor 7 flat 5. But in this context, you know, usually when you hear that, it's a kind of a four chord, meaning, like, you'd usually hear G minor 7 as, like, the going to something like a F minor. And you think of it as a minor 2-5-1 or whatever. Really, it's a four. Functionally, right, it's a four. It's a four in that case if it were in key of F minor. A B flat minor going to a C7 to an F. But here it's a G half diminished, then it's going to a C half diminished to an F, and then back up to the G half diminished. So in this case, I mean, if I were to analyze it, I would say that's like a one chord, right? It's like the tonic. B flat minor. With a G in the bass. Because when you get to the C F diminished, that's a four chord. That's the E flat minor, right? Right, the four. To the five, to the one. But instead of that, it's this inversion. So you could say, like if I play the regular roots, like B flat to E flat to F, you know, it just sound like. So this version has the G in the bass here. Every time it goes to tonic with the sixth in the bass, which gives it kind of an interesting unresolved quality. In fact, for me, that's kind of the hook of the tune, is like the thing, meaning the thing that I gravitate towards to like exaggerate and give it the character of that tune as I'm playing it, is that G. I can kind of really focus on that. Sorry. D natural was horrible. Now when it goes to the four, it's more of straightforward, because it's playing the root of the four. But instead of going, it's not doing that, it's kind of going more like. So the 2-5, there's a real 2-5, it's a different kind of 2-5, right? It's a secondary dominant, meaning like an F7 to like a B-flat 7. Because you have that note in the melody, that A natural. Monk plays this often, like, now of course he can't do what we can do on guitar, which is this cool thing. But you can do either one. Do it up here. Where do you do it? You know, there's many places to play this stuff. I'd say, you know, it's always a decision on guitar. Where do you put this melody? You can do it up here, or this is going to be too high because I can't really do much up here. You know, it's in the very, very top of the range. So not comfortable. Sorry. That's nice. That's probably where most people would play it. Minor ninth, because you're playing like the flat seven of the key, right, of a B flat minor, but you're putting the six in the bass. The six against the flat seven, that is pretty wild, you know, because a lot of times when you hear this, when you come to a tonic minor, you'll hear this note. Usually more of like a melodic minor kind of sound, right? Like. That's a good exercise. I'm playing fives. One, two. One, two, three, four, five. Just triads. But I'm playing it down and up so that it makes kind of a wave. Same thing again. That's pretty challenging. Or maybe even, what if you did fives and accented them in fours? Cinnamon threes. Anyway, the point of this is all that the point of this is to say that usually if you're on a B flat minor, you know, tonic, that natural seven helps to kind of make it feel like a tonic, because it like. Natural seventh kind of gives the sound of the five chord in there and all that. In this case. But here. He doesn't play the natural seven, he plays the flat seven, you know. Because you might expect. But a very unresolved sound. So. Feeling pretty strong triplet inside there. I would almost like to slow it down just a hair and really get into that triplet. This kind of. Mm. Okay, so I'm just I'm feeling a triplet inside of this beat. To me, it gives it a little roundness, a little something to play with. On the recording, I really took it to some kind of extreme, and I don't remember exactly what I did to get there. And I didn't feel like copying it, but it was something like a little lick. Some kind of odd length lick. I'm going to straighten it out here and just kind of, just to get the feeling, let's make up a vamp for an intro. You may notice that I've been doing this for a lot of these tunes. It's kind of my way of getting into the sound of the tune. Okay, that's good. One, two, three. That's a pickup. One, two, three. G really gives me something to focus on there. When I'm soloing, because the voice leading, I mean, technically, you know, G, C, F, G, but you could also do G, G flat, F, because the G flat. The E-flat minor 6 voicing is quite nice. I'm playing G-flat, E-flat, B-flat, C. Good. That's... I'm playing B-flat minor with a G in the bass. E-flat minor with a G-flat in the bass. F7 sus. F7. That's nice. Time focusing on that triplet all the way through and slow it down a little bit. Kind of thinking of that clave in there. See if you can keep the time through this, and you can check me and see if I keep my time properly. One, two, two. Thank you. was pretty close. I made a couple of had a couple stumbles in there, but it was basically together, I felt. So I'll work on this a little bit more and put up a practice video. I mean, a performance video. This was the practice video, as you can tell. I'm trying to work it out. But as with all these tunes, I'm trying to find my way in to something that attracts me to the tunes. They don't all sound the same, you know, when I perform them. I want each one to have a certain key to it, a certain special thing that I can focus on to make it unique. I think they all have that. And it's different stuff for different people. But for me, it's this sound. That one note is kind of what I'm focusing on the whole time, you know. What about this picking? As with that other thing I was doing before, with the melodic minor, all this stuff can just be, you know, you can work it out with exercises. Sometimes I'll have an idea. Just getting that, I'm not playing it legato, I'm playing it. Trying to get that last note to pop. That was no good. That was good. I'm just playing kind of random, either coming up to a note or coming down to a note with a little triplet that's all articulated. And I might try it. What I'm doing is I'm starting in a different direction, so I'm starting down. So the pop is on an upstroke. To me, that's what I would naturally do, but I also want to try and do it the other way. Starting with an upstroke and ending the pop on a downstroke. I'm alternating now. So that's all for that, and I'll post a performance video in a few minutes. All right. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar, and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading, we work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.